We still have not faced the question why Easter Island ranks as such an extreme example of deforestation. After all, the Pacific encompasses thousands of inhabited islands, almost all of whose inhabitants were chopping down trees. Yet among all those islands, only three in the Hawaiian archipelago, all of them much drier than Easter, the two islets of Necker and Niaua, and the larger island of Niihau, even approach Easter in degree of deforestation. Niaua still supports one species of large palm tree, and it is uncertain whether tiny Necker, with an area of barely 40 acres, ever had trees. Why were Easter Islanders unique, or nearly so, in destroying every tree? Actually, it's just part of a broader puzzling question. Why degree of deforestation varies among Pacific islands in general? 9 physical variables contributed to the outcome. Most important were variations in rainfall and latitude. Dry islands and cooler islands further from the equator ended up more deforested than did wetter equatorial islands. The rate of plant growth and of seedling establishment increases with rainfall and with temperature. 3 other variables, island age, ash fallout, and dust fallout, had effects on soil fertility. Old islands that hadn't experienced any volcanic activity for over 1 million years ended up more deforested than young, recently active volcanic islands. That's because soil derived from fresh lava and ash contains nutrients that are necessary for plant growth, and that gradually become leached out by rain on older islands. One of the 2 main ways that those nutrients then become renewed is by fallout of ash carried in the air from volcanic explosions. But the Pacific Ocean is divided by a line famous to geologists known as the Andesite Line. In the Southwest Pacific, volcanoes blow out ash that may be wind-carried for hundreds of miles, and that maintains the fertility even of islands that have no volcanoes of their own. In the Central and Eastern Pacific, the main aerial input of nutrients to renew soil fertility is instead in dust carried high in the atmosphere by winds from the steppes of Central Asia. Islands east of the Andesite Line and far from Asia's dust plume ended up more deforested. Another variable required consideration only for 6 islands that consist of the rock known as Makatea, basically a coral reef thrust into the air by geological uplift. Makatea terrain is absolute hell to walk over. The deeply fissured, razor-sharp coral can slice up stout modern boots within a few days of walking. While Pacific Islanders somehow managed to get around on it in bare feet, even they had problems. Pacific islands with Makatea ended up less deforested than those without it. That leaves 3 variables with more complex effects: elevation, distance, and area. High islands tend to become less deforested, even in their lowlands, than low islands, because mountains generate clouds and rain, which descends to the lowlands as streams, stimulating lowland plant growth by their water, by their transport of eroded nutrients, and by transport of atmospheric dust. Remote islands became more deforested than islands near neighbors, possibly because islanders were more likely to stay home and do things impacting their own environment. Big islands tended to become less deforested than small islands for numerous reasons, including lower perimeter area ratios, hence less marine resources per person and lower population densities, more centuries required to chop down the forest, and more areas unsuitable for gardening remaining. How does Easter rate according to these 9 variables predisposing to deforestation? Of 81 islands studied, it has the 3rd highest latitude, among the lowest rainfalls, the lowest volcanic ash fallout, the lowest Asian dust fallout, no Makatea, and the 2nd greatest distance from neighboring islands. It is among the lower and smaller of the islands studied. All those variables make Easter susceptible to deforestation. In short, the reason for Easter's unusually severe degree of deforestation isn't that those seemingly nice people really were unusually bad or improvident. Instead, they had the misfortune to be living in one of the most fragile environments of any Pacific people.